Yesterday we had discussed the machlokas between the Rambam and the Balei HaTosos and Rabbeinu Tam about whether Shachianu should be repeated in the morning Megillah reading. The Rambam taking the position that it should not be because the mitzvah of Megillah has already been achieved the night before, and the conceptualization is that you're just not doing two distinct mitzvahs, but you're now doing the same mitzvah twice. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees for one of three reasons, as we said, either because a technical reason, just the mitzvah is Hayom, it's not really because of the Megillah. Alternatively, because he really does relate to it as two distinct mitzvos, and therefore you didn't do it last night. And the third possibility is, even if you relate to it as one mitzvah and you hold that the primary reading is during the day, those are the three possible explanations for the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Then the Rambam goes on to say, based on the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph, that there is a possibility, a minhag, of a bracha l'achareha. So the Rambam says the following, and you'll just note how striking the language is. So this is the Nusach HaBracha. Now, if I told you, Rav is Rivenu, Dan is Dinenu, Nokem is Nikmasenu, what does that sound like? Chanukah, exactly right. Hilchos, Megillah, V'Chanukah. Now, here the Agos Maimunios, let me just make one point, take a step back. So our minag is to say this bracha, but only if we have Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaMegillah, B'tzibur. And I don't think that's an accident, right? Because if you look at the very formulation of the bracha, of course, not only is in the plural, but the, you know, Akol Holei Chachar Achasima, which is the Halachan Hilchos Brachos, Hanifra Li Yisrael Mikol Tzarehem Ho'el HaMoshia, right? It's about Hashem's relationship with Klal Yisrael. So unless there's a minion there, the bracha would seem to be out of place. So I think that is the correct pshat in our application, the minhag. Now, the Agos Maimonios quotes here a number of important points, the Shoshanas Yaakov, a lot of the text of which emerges from the Yerushalmi. But here's something fascinating. You know that it's a widespread minhag. The vast majority of communities, I'm going to say 95% plus, maybe 99%, that the four psukim should be stated out loud. Ish Yehudi, Mordechai Yatzal Mithnei HaMelech, La Yehudim Haitao Rav Simcha, Ki Mordechai HaYehudi. So the Agos Maimonios has a very fascinating take on that minhag. He says, V'nagu HaKal Lomar Elo HaPsukim B'Kol Ram, ve'ein ze rak simcha b'yama shenagu samecha tinokos zariz osam kidei sheyitnu data mitoch zeh lishmo kriyas megillah v'yesh mekomo shelo nagu minag zeh. The mekomo shelo nagu minag zeh is simply because we're concerned about people missing words from kriyas megillah. That we can understand very simply. But the conceptualization of the minag makes it sound like not so much a din in Purim, but a din in and Pesach, really. You know, when we shidei lazariz osam tinokos, that they should be involved. So that, I think, is an absolutely fascinating concept, and we know that, you know, the Purim-Pesach connection is a very profound one. All of the major events of Purim actually happened on Pesach. The story is taking place over Pesach, by Yavor Mordechai, Mordechai Avel Adas, it was Pesach, Sharei Betainis, etc., etc. So the idea of the involvement of the children is something very significant. Now, let's tie that back to a halachic piece. The Rambam already said in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Umechan chenes haktanim lekrosa. The Rambam thought that there was a special din by Kriyas Megillah over and above other areas that ketanim should be taught how to read the Megillah. Okay, and remember, this is an echo of the most extreme shita. We don't paskin like it, but the shita of Rabbi Huda that machshir bekatan, that a child could actually read on behalf of the tzibur. So here you see many echoes of the idea, probably on the basis of Av Hein Hayu, but also Hanes, and the beautiful Agadah says in Masachta Megillah that Haman saw the children learning the halachos of Kmitza, and you know, he saw the Jewish children studying Torah and recognized that you know, his attempts to destroy the Jewish people would be foiled on this basis. So the involvement of children seems to have a special resonance. That would be a wonderful topic for an essay on somebody's part, to really try to chart that out, the involvement of children on Purim as being a critical factor. It's well established in the context of the Pesach Seder, but I'm trying to highlight Rabbi Huda Shita, Mechanchen Esektan in the Kosa for the Rambam, the Agos Maimonios in the context of the Dalet Psukim. We're building up a bevy of Shitot that really begin to represent a broader conceptual approach. Okay, wonderful. Let's hold it up here. And tomorrow we're going to pick it up. Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lahem, the idea of Chilku Kavod, the Eretz Yisrael, Mukafos Choma Mimos Yehoshua Ben Nun.